Good morning. My name is Dawn Hilton Williams, and welcome to Urban Eat Speaks, where we're radicalizing wellness one bite at a time. The last couple of weeks, I've had the pleasure of sitting down with a plant-based physician and a vegan business leader, and those conversations were as compelling as they were fun and educational for me and to our listeners. And this morning will be no different for you. So get your notebooks or your smart devices ready for a real treat with another learned, highly esteemed, and humble guest that comes to us by phone all the way from Westchester County, New York, to talk about vegan living, life as a vegan in the ministry, and community health. But before I introduce our guest, I have a little housekeeping from last week I want to kind of cover. Our guest would be patient with me, I hope so. We received a flood of calls and emails last week from our show, and one of the questions we got repeatedly was, what does Urban Eat Speaks do outside of the program? Because a lot of people want to, you know, radicalize wellness, so they want to know how. So, and the short answer is, Urban Eats Speaks show is a platform that allows my company, Urban Eats, to spread a message of and mission to radicalize wellness with food. So, Urban Eats is a plant-based food services and product solutions company, and we offer services from fully prepared vegan meals to food demos, coaching, and product lines that ship across the country, and advocacy, which is where we come in with the show. So the show is a way for us to advocate for healthy living, and we bring voices like our guest today to talk about promoting healthy lifestyles in our communities and getting radical about wellness. So that's about what you need to know about Urban Eats. And if you want to know more, we'll have that information on the station and in other places. So now to our patient guest, a beloved family man, community justice leader, and fourth-generation pastor. The Reverend Dr. David Holder hails from Queens, New York, and was ordained in the AME Church. Pastor Holder received his BA from UPenn, his MBA from UCLA, his Master's in Divinity from the Fuller Theological Seminary, a Master's in Theology from Harvard, and his Doctorate in Ministry from Princeton. Now, I know that's a list that Barack Obama honestly cannot compete with, but thank God we have him on the show. I'm almost afraid to talk to him. He's so educated. But as a part of the Evangelical Covenant Church, Dr. Holder founded the New York Covenant Church in 1998 and has been the senior pastor since its inception. And they have over 20 ministries at the church. And with all of that and a lot that I've left off the table, Pastor Holder is also a longtime vegan. So if you could join me this morning in welcoming Pastor Holder to the show. So welcome to the program, Pastor Holder.
Thank you, Dawn. Pleasure to be with you today.
Well, I appreciate you getting on. I know that you're very busy. Pastor Holder, just to give you a little context, every time I'm back in New York, I never miss the opportunity to sit in the presence of Pastor Holder and his congregation with family and friends, many which are members, to enjoy the message that God has for you to share. So I really appreciate you. And if anyone is planning a trip to New York, spend your Sunday morning at New York Covenant in downtown New Rochelle. It's not hard to get to, and I guarantee you won't be disappointed. So NewYorkCovenant.com is the way that you'd find information about Pastor Holder and his church, NewYorkCovenant.com. So with all that, I just wanted to, again, welcome you to the show and wanted to start in with a couple of questions about being a fourth-generation pastor and how you found your way to be called to the ministry.
Wow. I didn't want to be a pastor. I'm going to be a little bit of a cynic. I saw too much of what my dad went through as a pastor in South Jamaica, Queens, how hard he worked. And I said, the hardness of the work, but just sometimes the hardness of a few people. That makes it very difficult, and that many people don't see, but a lot of people that are listening now know what I'm talking about. So didn't want to be a pastor, wanted to be a very dedicated member at large. I stress the phrase at large.
Right, right.
And so I've always been in a sense, a church boy for all my life. I love the church, but I also am a cynic about some people.
Right.
And didn't want to go through all that. And so, I ran the other way, and I went to performing arts high school in Manhattan. I went to I was a biology major undergraduate, and then went to business school out in L.A. at UCLA, and knew God called me then while my friends were going to leave and graduate from business school and make all this money. God called me to go to seminary, so I wasn't excited, but not extremely elated.
No, it's interesting. So you, God had that calling and pull on you, and you're like, but I kind of still want to do what my friends are doing. So, but you,
right.
you heeded the call, and have done so much in the community there in New Rochelle and Westchester County, New York, and other areas, and have been a blessing to your members and to your family. And we're glad you heeded the call. So, tell me how, as a fourth generation pastor, how veganism came into your life, because that is not typically something
right.
that pastors do, and if they do, you don't know about it.
Right, right. So it was a so I knew at some point, and being I was originally a pre-med undergraduate, and so I've always been concerned about health, and I said at some point, when I get older. You know, when you're young, everything is older. So when mm-hmm. you're 18, 40 is like super old, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I get around 40 or something, I'm going to change my diet my way of living in terms of eating. Not that I wasn't conscious already about what I was eating, but I said, I'm going to make a lifestyle change. Because I looked at all of the church people that I knew, including my father, and the medicines they were on, at 40 and 50 and then 60,
mm-hmm.
Were like incredible. I mean, the pharmaceutical companies make a boatload of money off of black church folk.
They do.
And I said, I'm not going to, there's got to be a better way to live so that when in my later years, all I'm eating is rice cakes.
No, you're eating chili like too, as I hear.
right,
yes.
Right. So, I was in my early 40s, I'm 52, and I came across a video, a documentary. I love documentaries. I'm a collector of documentaries, but I came across a documentary called Forks Over Knives, and
yes.
was blown away by the scientific research, being a former biology major, just really hardcore evidence, really legitimate, this whole Chinese study.
Yes.
That was done, a China study, which is in a homogenous group of people, and to see the difference in their diets and how they had no diseases in certain areas in
right.
China because of what they ate and what they did not eat, and that was compelling, so compelling for me that I showed it at a church along with a couple other documentaries, but that was that was the primary one I showed, and we had a whole big eating fair and brought all of these chefs in and people in to promote vegan lifestyle. And I was just converting then at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a blessing to do that. And I wasn't so much concerned about, of course I want them to go all the way.
Right.
But I wanted
right.
them to begin to change, begin to think about it. People can make their own choices. We're smart people. We're intelligent people, all
Very,
of us.
Right.
So, and
mm-hmm.
we have great experiences, vastly more than and one of us can. I'm just another person, but the information was so important for people to see. And you can see certain people, many people changed, at least modified the way they ate.
Right.
Began to read labels.
A little more conscious about those decisions.
A little more conscious,
mm-hmm.
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And to have that was powerful for me.
Well, that's very interesting. The fact that you even shared it with your congregation, that was a step out on faith in my mind. I don't know that for a fact. I'm certainly going to ask you that. But I imagine that some of those folks would not have taken, not been happy to kind of be faced with the bad habits and the things that they didn't know. And while you just wanted to provide it as information, you were also providing it as food. It's also another form of spiritual food, and I don't know.
Right.
And it's a different way to do
sure.
it. So I really applaud you for taking that step out, and I think that it would be great. Do you encourage other pastors to, those that you're affiliated with to share those kind of messages with their congregation, not
you,
to
you
force
know,
them, but to just information?
Right, right, right. So those are peers of mine, I don't profess to be a teacher of, at least a perceived, or I don't want to be perceived, and I'm not absolutely not a teacher of peers. But every meeting that we go to with my peers typically have these, you know, let me just say it this way, kind of crazy options to eat. Like they're limited and crazy. Everything includes a boatload of different types of meats.
Cheeses, meats, fried,
exactly,
baked.
Egg. Oh, my Lord.
You know,
and
I
all
know.
Of us know that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I'm there and I'm in regular meetings and we all, you know, we love to eat.
We do.
Us folk love to eat. So, I'm, you know, as I gather my, whatever I'm eating, from that, cornucopia of delights, quote unquote, mm-hmm. being a little cynical, that I grab, you know, a salad without any, dressing because they don't have the right dressing or.
Right. It's got milk in it, dairy or something in it.
Right. Mm-hmm. I can't, right. And so the question always comes up, oh, you know, David, what do you eat? What are you like? And then it opens the door for me to talk about plant-based.
Okay. So that gives you the door open. So I guess with everything, everything is a process. When you're a vegan, you end up being a spokesperson.
Right.
Just like if you're the only African American at the party, you end up speaking for the community, and that's okay. And that's okay. But
right.
Sometimes we have to educate ourselves. But when people ask those questions, we at least have the resources, and certainly you, I'm sure, give the right information. And part of doing this program is to get folks like you to come on the air and share their experiences, so that you might enlighten and share and inform others to do the same.
Right.
So, and you talked about statins and community and risk factors. You talked about your dad. I have a family that sadly, a lot of the African-American community is plagued by the pandemic of chronic disease, mostly 13 of which are preventable. So the statins,
sure.
Being a biology major, I ran across a study that 90% of folks that are on a plant-based diet have a 90% less chance of experiencing the risk factors that promote chronic disease, whereas those on statins, the risk factors are only reduced by 20-30%. So that,
wow.
You know, that's startling. I actually got that from a Dr. Dean Orner study and Harvard study. And with that, those, it's kind of deceptive. Those who are in hospitals and we're praying for them, and you as a pastor, I'm going to ask you that. When you're in the hospital, people are on statins and going through these processes, and 20-30% of this risk factor is only reduced with statins. If you don't change anything else, you have a 70% chance of still having a heart attack, still having diabetes, still
right.
having cancer. So
right.
how do we get that message out? And when you're at bedside praying, how do you also, or can you, how do you do it?
Right.
How do you work in, you might want to change your eating if there's an obesity or a risk factor that's clear?
So I can be a little blunt. Sometimes in the hospital, it's too late.
Right.
A lot of times it is not. And it is important. You know, my father passed away. He had almost 8 years ago now. He had all those things you just talked about, diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
He had congestive heart failure.
Right.
He had this, that, and the other. A large portion of that was contributed to how he ate.
Right.
And he's a Guyanese. He, and this is a good stereotype, right?
Mm-hmm.
He loved fruits and vegetables.
Interesting.
But he still indulged in other things so much that also complicated and compromised his health. So I think if they're able to get out of the hospital,
mm-hmm.
You know, they can get, you know, Force Overnight shows this in a lot of the documentaries, a lot of scientific proof. You can get away from becoming a diabetic.
Right.
And just by merely eating, you know, let food be thy medicine, right?
Right, exactly.
And you can get away from that without, and get off medication. And a lot of people just don't know that. You know, all this pharmaceutical stuff is all not preventive. It is very difficult, I should say this, it's very difficult to find a physician, a personal physician, that actually talks about preventative stuff as opposed to putting you on
wellness,
medication.
Right. So when we come back from the break, Pastor Holder and I will talk about community wellness, physicians, and finding the right one, and the health wealth of our communities. So stay right here with Urban Eats Speaks.
And I hate these words that I say. You better think about your choices.
Are you tired of exercising and dieting like crazy, only to find you're still leaving the doctor's office with a fist full of prescriptions and a lot of bad news? Are you tired of your loved ones falling victim to completely preventable chronic diseases? If you answered yes, call Urban Eats at 877-581-3171. 877-581-3171. Urban Eats is your premier plant-based food and wellness solutions company, specializing in big, healthy flavors. From prepared meals and food demos to advocacy and consulting and catering, with your health in mind, Urban Eats wants to partner with you. Change the health destiny of you and your family today at UrbanEats.com or call 877-581-3171. Welcome back to Urban Eats Speaks, where we're radicalizing wellness one bite at a time. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Reverend Dr. David Holder, who is joining us from by phone from Westchester County, New York, New Rochelle. And he is the senior minister at New York Covenant Church. And NewYorkCovenant.com is where you can look him up and find out more about him and his 20 ministries and what they do. But welcome back to the show. And where we left off, Pastor Holder, we were talking about the pandemic of health and how it's impacted our families directly. During the break, we kind of touched on, you know, our story, our community story, sadly, as an African-American community, is health poverty. I don't know of another way to kind of say it. And we're kind of conditioned. We're comfortable with it now. I don't know how we got comfortable with it, but what is the responsibility of the church as it relates to serving, in your opinion, as it relates to serving as a resource for the natural health of the member?
I think it's a critical piece. Our family issue of having almost disintegrated families has to do with health. And it really has to do with how many fathers die early.
Right.
In church. I mean, how many blacks, especially black folk, I mean, how many?
You've been to many of the, you've presided over many of those funerals, I'm sure. So you know better than anybody as a fourth generation pastor. Tell us more about that.
Right. And then also, I mean, and that as well as the, and I'm going to be honest again, how many of us are overweight. I mean, in church.
Right.
And the church contributes to that. We celebrate that by virtue of the food we present. What a great opportunity at the church for you to walk in. We have something to eat every Sunday, right?
So absolutely.
As soon as I became plant based, I told my hospitality minister, I said, you know, we like to eat, so let's change what we're presenting people, give them options. Actually, almost try to demo. At least periodically, some food options that people can partake of, and that's been really helpful because it's they're here each week and they say, "Wow, this is really good. It's just no meat in it.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's all organic. Wow. How can I make that? Or where can I get that from?" And that's what it starts at that ground level. I mean, churches are everywhere, right?
Right. Well,
we're
that's
everywhere.
That's where that's just generationally where we were safe. And,
right.
You know, and that's the place where we've got to get information. That's where civil rights we were able to, you know, be safe in civil rights movements and have our meetings. Of course, you know, the church is the home of our community. So,
right. And absolutely. And you're not going to find all these organic places the places where we typically, where we reside. So where else are we going to get it? All we see is all this, mess of a food that we can buy down the street and around the corner
right.
at the grocery store.
It's highly processed. Hard for
right.
It. Mm-hmm. So
honestly, unless you have a good, Rastafarian.
Right. I know you have one, Jolo's. I'm giving them a free advertisement. Shout out to Jolo's. I haven't been, but I hope to go. I hear good things about Jolo's. But
it's all good. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But when you mentioned the how many, I actually do have a stat on that, Pastor. Over 60% of African American women over 20 according to the CDC, are overweight or obese. Not even overweight, obese. There's a difference. Overweight is another tick. Obesity is higher tick. So 60% of African American women and 40% of African American men, which leaves the door right open to hypertension, disease, diabetes, and everything else, which is really the core of the problem that you're talking about. So I applaud you for adding vegan options or those healthy options at your services. We eat every Sunday. We absolutely do. We eat every Sunday after church. There's always a bake sale. You know, it's a part of our tradition. But as a guest last week said, we need to kind of go away from the idea of tradition in some areas. And in this area, the food tradition is killing us. So
I'd say that long life, we want to talk just Bible, just as a whole, long life is important. We don't want to cut our life shorter than what God wants us to live, how long God wants us to live on this earth.
Right.
We want to extend our opportunity there. And God has, he knows the number of days we have because he knows what we're going to do.
Right. So he knows. He knows that far from before our decision is made. He knows the path.
Exactly.
Right.
But some people say, you know, if I go, I go. I'm like, no, we don't want you to go yet.
No.
Heaven's for eternity. You know, Jesus, he's your Savior and Lord. Amen.
Right.
Now, let's live right here now and expand the kingdom of God on earth. And the way to, one of the primary ways to do that is to be healthy when you do it so that you can actually be around to do it and to, you know, extend yourself.
Right. And your purpose, because again, as you said, Pastor, we're here, in God's purpose. So in that we have to be the healthiest, representation of that as possible so that we can deliver why we're here for a reason, each of us. So in being here, we need to be healthy. And,
absolutely.
Again, the church is where we need to get the churches, the schools, those places are where we need to get that information. So, I wonder, you mentioned in the last segment, not knowing the plant-based doctors when they're in the hospital. I had an aunt that recently was in the hospital that is no longer with us, but she was given Philly cheesesteak sandwiches and meatball subs and Salisbury steak, and she had diabetes, heart disease, pacemaker, and cancer. And she was given that as an option, and she was eating it. So I know part of it's the decision of us as individuals, but part of it is, you know, the system and how we find the right resources. So do you have a list of resources in your area or a way to find that? So that, how do we locate those kind of things as a church community, as a African American community, as a whole community to get better so that we don't have to struggle this way and not be healthy?
Well, there's a couple of places. To find a doctor, there's a really good website called plantbaseddoctors.org. And that's
plantbaseddoctors.org. I'm going to say that again.
Plantbaseddoctors.org.
Okay.
And what they do is they gather information about the doctors in America. So they have a whole, you go in there and it has a whole map of America, and then you can push on where you are.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, and find a plant-based doctor in your area. And obviously, they're still uploading a lot, but it's pretty good. It's impressive, and that'll be helpful, definitely. There's on Facebook, and most of us are on Facebook at some point.
Correct.
If there are great vegan soul food
groups.
Pages. Mm-hmm. You can just look it up, right? Vegan soul food, because I like flavor in my food. I'm not going out like that.
Let's talk about that. Vegan mac and cheese. I made some vegan mac and cheese recently, and Pastor enjoyed that. I'm giving myself a little shout here.
No, absolutely. One of the conditions of the reason why I'm talking to you today is that you're going to have to show me in the kitchen how to make that.
Yes, that was a condition. So this is the payment for your valuable time. And I certainly appreciate, we had to have flavor. Right. So plantbaseddoctors.org. And of course, Facebook, you mentioned those resources on vegan soul food. Yeah. In the transition, and we do have to have that kind of transition where we're not, you know, I do a lot of mock meats for my clients who are, and the weekly meal plan, because they need to transition into vegan. They don't want to just go from I'm eating a burger to I'm eating only nuts, legumes, grains, and, right. and vegetable and fruit. They want something that has the same mouthfeel. So we provide that. And, of course, the vegan soul food sites also do. Another place we might want to look is nutritionfacts.org. Nutritionfacts.org.
Right.
Dr. Michael Greger, I think he's in your neck. I think he's in New York. He is a one of the biggest voices in plant-based medicine. He'll be on plantbaseddoctors.org as well. And he has written a book called How Not to Die. And in that book, he goes over all the 13 diseases, top 13 of 15 diseases that are preventable through eating. And he gives you those broken down. So, of course, we're going to die, but it's just how you die and when you die, which is what you mentioned earlier. So we want to do that and do that healthfully in a natural time. So,
that's right.
So, yeah, we got to eat vegan soul food. So I encourage all churches to offer what Pastor Holder is offering. I'm hoping that those who are, theologians and listeners who have a position in the church where they can reach out to the pastor, add a vegan option on Sunday.
Right.
Just one vegan option. Do a meatless Monday. Are there any recommendations that you have, Pastor, for the listeners on making right. that transition, either at church or at home?
Well, the first one is, and starting from the beginning of the interview, is to get the documentary. I think you can get it on anything now. You know, go online and find out.
Netflix. I've seen Forks Over Knives on Netflix, yes.
Yeah, Forks Over Knives. Wow. I mean, that mm-hmm. you all need to at some level be shocked into it a bit.
Right.
I mean, to make that transition, we need to see facts and say, okay, I get it. Now, I mean, one of the biggest facts with me was milk, cow's milk is for calves, not for
yes.
humans.
Doesn't it seem simple?
Like I said to myself, wow.
It's so clearly obvious, but it didn't make sense at the time. It makes
sure.
sense now. Yes, absolutely. I agree.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So to show that at church on a Sunday after service so that you get the maximum number of people there and, you know, and to do that would be huge. And then to have some samplings at church.
Right.
Some really flavorful options. Would be huge. I think that would begin to help people transition. So.
Well, absolutely. I do. I definitely appreciate you giving those tips. And I want to thank you for coming on and joining us today. I know that you have a very busy schedule and that you taking the time to talk to our listeners. We greatly appreciate it. And I look forward to having you on another time so we can talk a little bit more about radicalizing wellness. So thank you for tuning in, everybody, to Urban Eat Speaks. And join us next week for another show and another guest. And if you want to find out about New York Covenant, check newyorkcovenant.org. Thank you.